Well, hello today. Steve Reeve here of Mixed Mornings with Steve and Elizabeth. If you happen to miss the shows throughout the week, we are going to recap the very, very best of the best every week right here on the Mixed Mornings and More podcast. Get every single daily catch up, get all of our bits and material and all the funnies in between, and you could even be a part of the show, of the podcast. Give us a call any weekday morning, 780-791-1037. Tell us what's on your mind.
Now, it's Mixed Mornings and More with Steve and Elizabeth. Mix 103.7.
Welcome to the latest edition of the podcast, Mixed Mornings and More. It's a little bit shorter this week, as my work week was shorter this week. Me and Elizabeth only spent a couple of days together, but jam-packed full of funny. We got a lot to talk about when it comes to the royal wedding, and a lot more coming for the show. But before we actually dive into what was on the air, I wanted to let you in on a little something. This is the first time we've actually revealed all of the above information about the Mix 103.7 road trip, the summer tour that the Mix Morning Show is going to be going on for the next several weeks. So starting off next week, and Monday I think is your start off to when the contest actually kicks off. Thanks to Fort McMurray Tourism for helping us out with this awesome prize package, $3,500 value, talking about a Grand Rapids adventure, as well as some season tickets to the Fort McMurray Giants baseball. And it's all powered by Noral Toyota, because they're going to be fueling our Mixmobile as we travel around. So twice weekly, at least throughout the next 4 weeks, we are going to be stopping at different spots around Fort McMurray, around the RMWB, and around the surrounding area, the beautiful boreal forest, because there's so much to do here over the summer. And the first trip that we're going to be making is on Tuesday of next week, after the long weekend's done. It's the Boreal Canoe Club. We're going to be hanging out with them, finding out what they've got going on in town as well, playing a little disc golf. We're going to head out to one of the local lodges, the Christina Lake Lodge specifically, on, well, Wednesday night technically, so that we can wake up bright and early, do the show on Thursday morning right from the lodge itself, and go fishing and have a great time. We're going to hit up on the following day, on the week, on the Vista Ridge on the 30th, in Sapray Creek and area. Maybe we can see if we can check out the trail system, but there's tons to do at Vista Ridge alone, including the aerial park, the adventure park. Anzac, we're going to be hanging out there, hopefully at the rec center, I believe, is going to be our headquarters, our base of operations on the 31st. And then we jump into June. We're going to be spending a day on the water with help from Counselor Phil Marr. Maybe some stand-up paddle boards. Then we are going to be hitting up both Heritage Village and the Heritage Shipyard on the 7th of June. And then coffee time. Come and have a coffee with us at Mitchell's Cafe on the 12th of June. We're going to be bright and early there as they're baking their sunshine bread. And then on the 14th, it's going to be an absolutely fantastic time as we hang out, getting ready for all of the events with Treaty Days on the way out north in Fort McKay. It is going to be a blast. So full schedule is going to be listed on the website, but that's also where you go to enter to win this prize package. We'll draw for it once the Mixed Summer Tour is done, just to give you a little inspiration, a few ideas about what you can do around the region. And I'm excited to kick it off next week. It's all going to be part of the next several podcasts as well. And if you're out and about, you know where we're at and you're in the neighborhood, come and join us. Come on the air and say hi. That's the whole point. We want to meet the people and see all the things that you can do throughout Fort McMurray. Now on to your regularly scheduled podcast. Mixed Mornings, did you miss me? Me, Steve Reeve?
No.
Nah, that's okay.
But
I missed you a little bit.
Okay, well, most people do.
Okay. Well, I've heard that too many times from girls in my life, all right? Hey, I like you. Yeah, cool. That's nice.
Cool.
So anyways. but
how was your trip?
It was great. It was a lot of fun. I was out in BC visiting family. I was almost disowned by my mom. I was telling the story on Friday about how she Jedi mind tricked me. I said, May is out. Can't do it. I'm too busy. May's crazy. So June, we'll do June. Then she gets me a message back. Here's the week that I've got off work to go and visit you, and your brother's going to be coming too, so it's going to be a great time. You should bring your girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. Book the flights and then realize, no, this isn't June, this is May. And it's not only May, it's Mother's Day. But it was a great trip. It was a lot of fun.
You spend the day with your mom
on
Mother's Day. Did you smuggle back any BC wine?
I did, actually. So they live on Pender Island, which is kind of like their two islands, not really. They're really connected, but you have to go off a tiny bridge to go across them. They've got a twin island cider house that just opened up there. I guess they just started producing and stuff like that. And my parents lived there for like 3 years. Apparently, the cider house has been there for two, and they just found out like a week ago. So we got to go do a tasting of that. Delicious. And then they've also got Sea Star. It's called Twin Island Cider. And then they got Sea Star Winery right on the island too.
And unbelievable wine. Unbelievable. Did a tasting there and everything, and I brought some back. Got to bring some back. In fact, I brought extra because my parents were like, they don't really drink all that much. You know, they'll have a little bit. So they had extra in their fridge and just were like, we don't want this. Put it in your bag.
I don't know if you are aware, but it is my birthday.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
In 2 weeks. So, if you're thinking of getting me a present, which you should, there is a good idea.
But it's BC wine. It was so good, and I was on the island, and yes, I did smuggle it back. Uh-oh, I'm going to get in trouble for that, but it's BC wine. Are you sure? Are you sure you're okay with that? You can handle it?
Yes.
You can handle the stigma?
I think I can.
I think after a glass, you don't care anymore, right? There wasn't a single day of the trip, it was only 5 days long, that I didn't go to a new spot.
Right.
It was crazy. A lot of traveling. I've blown out my sneakers, like completely, like the heel is
after
just
after five
busted.
Days.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're ancient sneakers right, already. Okay. Yeah, we know this about me. It takes a while for me to get onto it. I got to like actually touch pavement with my foot before I get rid of them. It's terrible, terrible habit. But anyway, so I just had the best time. I was sad to come back to Fort McMurray just because I'm like, I know Fort McMurray. I want more adventure, more
right.
new
yeah,
spots.
That always happens.
Travel bug, wanderlust, all that wanderlust. But I got to do one thing that I haven't done in years and years and years, and that was to visit my great Aunt Betty. And I do fear, just by the numbers, that it might be the last chance that I had to visit her. But by visiting her, I'm like, no, that's not the case. She's 97 years
nice.
Young. 90 damn seven. And she was just cruising. She's fine. She's
more
just,
energy than us, probably.
Yeah, exactly. She's just totally fine. She's so happy to see everybody coming to visit her. And she's telling stories about living all over the world. She's had this crazy life. Fantastic artist lady. And she is pickled. I think that might be part of the secret. I don't know if she's been pickled her whole life, but I think at old age, I don't know, it's helped her at least. The genetics are working out. Because 11 in the morning, we stop at her door and she's like, oh, well, how is everybody? Can I get you some booze? And I'm like, water's fine. I'm a little sunburnt today.
That's what I've read so many articles where people live until past 101, whatever it may be, whatever milestone they're celebrating. Yeah. And you read in there and it's like, so-and-so smokes every day and drinks whiskey every day. And it's like the doctors tell them not to stop doing that because their body's so used to that at that point.
You can't mess up.
So maybe that's like your great Aunt Betty.
I think so too. And I've got a hilarious story too about another time when my aunt was visiting her because she is old. You get worried about dangers. And she heard a shrieking sound coming from downstairs. Shrieking, dangerous shrieking. So she comes down thinking that's it. She's fallen. She's broken a hip.
Yeah.
The thoughts that run through your head. And she gets down there and she's, what's going on, Betty? What is happening? She's like, we haven't had our morning sherry yet. She's like, I will have a coffee. Thank you very much.
This woman sounds like my new favorite person.
She's the best. You would get along. Mm-hmm. About 54 years ago today, the very first Tim Hortons opened up over in Hamilton. May 17th.
I've been in that original one.
You have? Mm. I've never been to
Hamilton.
My roommate's
from Hamilton.
Interesting.
That's not why I've been there, though.
You made a pilgrimage to Tim Hortons, the very first one. I bet people have, though. I bet people
have
done that.
It's like the first
that.
Starbucks in Seattle, right? People always make a Instagram post or something hey, here it is.
I've seen some friends post a picture of that plaque, then we just posted it as well, the plaque that commemorates it. Store number one, opened May 17th, 1964. I just hope that nobody's lost their stuff there. You know, nobody's pooped in front of the till and thrown it at anybody
in
that
sure
location.
Staff would have appreciated that.
But over 54 years, it could happen. It's just, it was pre-YouTube. That's all it was.
Pre-cell phones.
CCTV cameras watching every angle of the building. I'm sure there's some stories there. Some magical stories. But I mean, that's just staggering amount of double doubles and Timbits. I can't even imagine over the years. I hope that somebody's been able to.
Just the amount sold this morning.
No kidding. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, there's probably people making the pilgrimage for today specifically.
What do they say at McDonald's on their sign? Didn't it say like a billion?
I remember that
burgers?
Back in the 90s.
Yeah, said X amount of burgers sold a day or something.
Yeah,
or like say or on like, that little Golden Arches sign.
The ticker. You don't really see that anymore.
No.
And they've sold way more than that now. They've expanded into the entire globe, just like Tim Hortons has. I mean, even though it's owned by an American company now, whatever, it's still part of Canada's heritage, all right? Mm-hmm. All right? So grab yourself a coffee. The royal wedding is causing some scars, apparently. Injuries for sure. With the sister who went down, paparazzi chasing her.
Yeah, apparently at a toll booth in Florida. And then her dad is, as it said this morning, he's not attending the royal wedding.
Right.
He apparently, according to reports, who knows if it's actually true, had surgery earlier this week. So in the statement Meghan Markle's people released, it's just said he's taking time to focus on his health. So family drama with weddings. You can't even escape it if you're the royals.
Can't please everybody. And there's a new trend going on. Adult bouncy castles. Apparently this might might be the thing for the summer weddings of 2018. There's too many injuries in this family already. They're brittle. Don't do it.
I'm excited about this. And it's funny because my roommate and I saw that adult bouncy castle for wedding thing yesterday. And she was in charge of running bouncy castles at Rugby Fest. And she was very excited about that. She was more excited to run the bouncy castles than to run the actual game. And she's like, I'm going to go early before all the kids get there and just bounce around myself. So I showed her that. And she's like, yes, this would make me love weddings again.
That would be great for all the guests and everything. But like the photos too. Memorable photos, the unique photos, the ones they can share on social media and they'll pop and everybody go, oh my God, you had such a great time. Bouncy castle, done. Just bouncing up and down in the air. I think you got it solved, guys.
And at the end of the evening, you have a place to sleep.
Just make sure you hose it down in the morning.
Mix Mornings and More with Steve and Elizabeth.
Father's Day is coming. You know how I know it's coming? Because after less than 24 hours of Mother's Day existing, I was already getting emails saying, hey, don't forget about Dad. Here's something that you can buy and spend your hard-earned money on. But it is coming, I guess. You know, it's time to start thinking about it,
In about a month. I've been talking to my dad a lot recently this week, and so I had to book. They're going to England back to see my family, so I was booking their flights because neither parents know how to navigate the internet. Anyway, so I was on the phone. I needed his credit card number, and my dad's in his 70s. He's wrote 76-ish. I should know that exact date, but he doesn't know when he was born because he was born during the war and they couldn't find his birth certificate.
Oh, okay.
So he thinks he's one age.
No.
Yeah,
okay.
He thinks he's one age, and his brother, my uncle, thinks he's another age. So he doesn't really know how old he is. Anyway, so he's around like 76. Anyway, so I call him for his credit card number and I was like, hey Dad, so what are the last three digits on the back of the card? And he's like, www.visa. I was like, nope, that's not... Those aren't three digits. And I was like, there's three numbers. 1-800. Nope, that's not it either.
Oh my God.
It was so funny. And then yesterday was my parents' 37th wedding anniversary. So we had bought my mom tickets. Yeah, long time. And so we had bought them tickets for Christmas to go see this. It's called Cavalia. It's in Winnipeg right now. It's like some kind of like Cirque du Soleil, but with horses and whatnot. Anyway, so my mom messages me yesterday and she's like, are these tickets paid for? And I was like, yeah. I'm like, Dad's not going to make you buy your own Christmas gift. And she's like, okay, because he just wasn't sure if he had paid for them or not. I'm like, I booked the tickets with him.
Because you had to, but
yeah, but
still.
He was right beside me. man. The man's just clueless when it comes to real world things. And then I guess they were raking the sand at the show last night. And my mom's like, your dad said that he could do a better job. And that was all he focused on.
Of course.
Just watching the workers, because he's a farmer, how they raked the arena.
Oh, that's not a great work ethic on that one right there.
So
that
he's completely clueless about paying for things and internet.
Yeah.
But when it comes to farming, very, very educated.
It's a very difficult task.
Yeah, I don't know if he goes out alone without my mom. So...
The Catch Up. What's happened in Hollywood and around entertainment? Mix 103.7.
There are reports that Jennifer Aniston is furious because of the rumors that her ex Justin Theroux is seeing Selena Gomez.
First of all, doubt it. She's been through this before. No rumors about it. But why are so many people wronging Jennifer Aniston? I just don't get it. She's perfect. She's so beautiful.
You will get no argument from me.
Anyway, just two more sleeps to go. All coverage on every outlet is 100% royal wedding. And as you slip on your fascinator and sip your mimosas with a TV on blast Saturday morning, there's only one pair of announcers with the skill and charisma to handle such an event.
We are, of course, talking about the worldly duo of Cord and Tish, who were just on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
It we are really
huge.
Looking forward to
you
it.
Are.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you traveled overseas before?
Well, actually, I go to Tuscany every year on a girls' trip with all my mom friends, and we just talk about our husbands, drink wine, eat pasta. But Cord has...
I've only been to Europe once. I was in Toronto. And... And Jimmy, have you been to Toronto before?
Yeah.
Whoa. What a whirlwind. The language differences, the signs, the pushy people, the funny currency. I was like, I'm good. Get me back across the pond and back over to the U.S. So
And finally, Frances Bean Cobain has just finalized her divorce. Yay! But she lost her father Kurt's famous MTV Unplugged guitar in the split. Aww.
Well, you know, divorce is a lot like a garage sale. You kick your junk out on the lawn and hope someone else comes along and takes it off your hands. And just by the way, the guitar is not the junk in this case.
New. Scummy X, that's your daily catch-up. 2 days from now, it's going to happen, the big wedding, the royal wedding. People are going nuts about it, flipping
and
out.
It's basically 24/7 at this point, and they're just trying to find anybody who has some of the slightest connection to Meghan and Harry to talk to.
Us as well, though, because we are incredibly lucky. A very rare occasion. Again, we've only, this is the second time that we've had a chance to get feedback from our London correspondent, Stefan Whittingham.
Just so lucky to get him.
Who just happens to be camped out, basically, outside the site. And he had this to send to us this morning. We're so thankful.
Stephen, Elizabeth, good morning. A sense of trepidatiousness permeates the air as a solitary ray of sunlight cleaves the clouds above in twain. In such splendor, one can't help but wonder if a power from on high is shining their adoration upon the sight of the royal wedding. We continue our round-the-clock interviews with people nearest and dearest to the royal couple, like Maud Crankershim here, who had a chance encounter as a child.
I saw Harry walking down Oxford Street. 17 years ago it was. On a Sunday afternoon in April, he was just a teenager and I was in my church clothes with Mummy. He smiled at me. I've never been able to shake the sense of what could have been if the police hadn't pushed me away from the barricade. It was the greatest day of my life.
Fascinating. Fascinating and marvelous. Stateside, in America, we were also able to catch up with the former flatmate of a lad we believe grew up in the same county code as Meghan Markle.
Listen, this is the third time you've been around my flat this week. You people are vultures. I don't know Meghan Markle. Now get off my damn lawn.
Incredible and moving. Stay tuned as we fill even more airtime by getting to know a former lightsaber instructor of the prince's and the person who handed Meghan her very first silver case on Deal or No Deal. From London, I'm Stefan Whittingham.
Ridiculous. That's amazing.
Turn on the phone if it is not turned on by 8:20 in the morning, because that's when you hear that first cue to call. And we've already got call number 7. They just don't know yet.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, you sound very excited.
Awesome, thank you.
You want to go on a houseboat adventure, do you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you been trying for a while to get through?
Oh, yes. I called 61 times yesterday.
61 times.
Just 61 times. No worries.
That is some fast fingers on the redial.
Oh, man. You've earned it. My goodness. What's your name?
It's Sharon Canning.
At the end of the month, on the 25th, you could be getting this amazing getaway. Waterway Houseboats has given us the use of the Summer Genesis 66. Holds 24 people. $500 spending cash. A Google Home Mini so you can take Mix 103.7 with you. Do you know who you might bring?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Got it all locked in. Got it all figured out.
We got it all planned.
Excellent. Well, speaking of planning, we give you a full year to make that plan happen, so it'll work on your time. Congratulations on the qualification there, Sharon.
Awesome. Thank you.
It is Ryan Reynolds' fifth time at the hat as a comic book character. Technically, he's been Deadpool twice, if we're counting the fact that he was Wade Wilson in that one Wolverine movie. So, I mean, that's counting at this too. We'll do it. But throwing it way back on Throwback Thursday, back in 2013, he was in a smaller comic book movie called R.I.P.D. as Nick Walker. 2011, Green Lantern as Hal Jordan. But it all kicked off even before that. Well before that. A little movie called Blade Trinity with Wesley Snipes. He was the amazing comic book character Hannibal King. And that was, I think, the first time that I ever actually really got to know Ryan Reynolds as a comedic actor. Killed me in that movie. He's the saving grace of Blade Trinity. I can tell you that right now. And some pretty good special effects. And Parker Posey's pretty good, too. And Jessica Biel's super hot. So, I mean, you've got all of the above. But with Deadpool 2 coming out today, doing the press junket thing. Just recently, he was on BBC Radio 1 with another man that has two comic book characters to his name. His Deadpool 2 co-star Josh Brolin playing Cable, who also, we know, is just absolutely rocking things throughout the universe as Thanos in Avengers 3. Still in theaters. They got to do some playground insults, and it was absolutely glorious.
Okay, let's talk about the obvious thing. Green Lantern. End of career, and yet you're still going. Why? None of us can understand.
Okay, wow. You smell so bad.
Nah.
I can hear it.
I was surprised during our sex scene how small your was and how big your were.
That's three to you, my friend. It's called a tricycle. It's an issue, all right? A lot of guys have it.
Mix Mornings and More with Steve and Elizabeth.
We've got a long weekend just directly in front of us, and the timing of the opening of Gregoire Lake is just perfect as well.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday afternoon, it reopened after 2 years after it had to get fixed up from all the damage sustained in the wildfire.
Yeah. Well, they're still working on a few things, right?
Yep.
Still a couple things to do.
Yep. But the lineups were huge going into it. I sent one of the reporters down and was like, I'm stuck in traffic. Don't know when I'll be back.
I don't know. I saw a lot of RVs. I saw the photo of just a lot of RVs, a lot of trailers. So I have to imagine that some of those are going in there and they're parking there. So they're not coming, you know, they're not going to be clogging up the road because they're going there to stay.
Hopefully. I'm going on Monday, I think. It's supposed to be nice.
It's going to be incredibly
26
nice.
26 degrees. Oh, yeah, that's super nice. Okay.
Incredibly nice.
So, beach day. That's all I've been wanting is a beach day since I've moved to Fort McMurray.
We're going to be talking about all the different things that you can do throughout, like, Fort McMurray and the RMWB, like, a bunch of them anyway. I'm sure not nearly all of them, but during our summer road trip, and unfortunately, we weren't sure about the exact opening date for Gregoire Lake, so we didn't have that stop thrown into the stops, but, I mean, we're going. Mm-hmm. We're definitely going to be making sure that we get it, because I haven't seen either since before the fire. Haven't been there.
I remember last year you were telling me that you tried to go up one weekend when it was warm, and then you got to the gate and it said closed. You're like, okay.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I didn't even crack the internet open and try and find out at all. Should have. Definitely should have called ahead, but I'm so excited now that you can just roll up.
You can.
Yesterday I was complaining about how as I hiked on my vacation on the coast of British Columbia, that I completely blew out my shoes because I waited way too long to replace them anyways.
You made it sound like some great expedition that you're like hiking through the mountains.
What do you mean?
It was just on a sidewalk, I'm pretty sure.
What do you mean? Hang on a minute.
Lots
hang
of
on a
sidewalk
minute.
Walking.
I was doing some hiking. Hiking.
Oh, wow.
Around, yeah.
Proud of you.
I mean, part of it was like paved around a castle, but
close
there was
enough.
Some actual hiking going on, but I mean, I've got some new shoes. I don't know if you noticed.
And coincidentally, I'm also wearing my new shoes.
It just so happened again. Last time it was pants.
Yeah.
But this time it's shoes, and pretty excited about it, and just saying. Everybody's talking about my new shoes, about my new shoes. I got my new shoes on.
Everybody's looking at my new shoes. My new shoes, I got my new shoes on.
I waited way too long to get some new shoes. I got some new shoes. They
you
don't
got
smell
some new
anymore.
Shoes. Thank goodness.
Yes, you're welcome for that. The studio is large, but smell carries. We are prepared with a bit of a game for you. Bingo squares. I mean, you arrange them however you want to. Or, I mean, you could. I'm not saying you have to. But you could also use them for a morning mimosa drinking game if you really wanted
to. Yeah, working out, whatever. You can change the rules.
Yeah, exactly. Change it up for however you want to do it. But bingo squares, we'll be safe. We'll call them bingo squares. But if you're the first to call out that you see the queen, you should be able to get yourself a free dab. Maybe that's like the free square in the center.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. The first to see Princess Beatrice's fascinator.
Yeah, once
she's
again,
got up,
call it out.
Yeah, she's got up from from Prince Harry, William, the other one, Prince William and Kate's wedding.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a lot going on in her head.
It was, I think, like almost 2 feet tall. It was absolutely wild. And if Meghan and Harry kiss, of course, that's got to be a square on there.
You spot an American celebrity.
I think there's going to be a few. There's an homage to Princess Diana. You know it's coming.
The queen wears a green hat.
If that happens.
I don't think that's going to happen. If it happens.
Or if the queen looks grumpy, that will happen.
That could
guarantee
probably happen, yep. Someone mentions Pippa's butt.
It happens every time.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Someone compares Kate and Meghan.
I have a feeling that's going to happen as well. Or if Meghan obviously breaks royal protocol. I don't know all royal protocol. I'm sure there's obscure little rules that she's not allowed to break that she will. But if it's obvious, if somebody's like, oh my, I can't believe she did that, then that's a square.
And if the wedding costs more than your house does.
If you are playing a drinking game, that probably means that you just want to drink more.
Pretty sure the wedding costs more than all the houses in Fort McMurray. It's pegged at like a few billion.
I just want like a little tiny fraction of that. Can I just get? No, they're not going to send me any money.
I think I'm going to be watching the wedding by myself because it's super early in the morning. So if I play this game, I don't know if I'm going to make my 9:30 tea time if I'm not playing the bingo version.
today is National Museum Day or International Museum Day?
International Museum Day. And who doesn't love museums?
I enjoy a good museum. I like learning.
When I was a kid, I was in 4-H for 10 years. And part of that, one of the events on one of the years, I may have been like 11 or 12, was spend a night at the museum.
Oh.
And I don't know if my mom made me go because she thought I would enjoy it or if it was a form of punishment. Because do you know what is terrifying as a 11 or 12 year old spending a night in the museum? And you could choose what part you wanted. I mean, you all had to be together to some degree, but you could choose what part you wanted. I walked around and trying to find like the happiest place.
Yeah.
Like the cafeteria. I'm like, can I sleep in here?
Natural history section with the cave people looking at you and stuff.
Not the bugs. I slept on a ship. I found a big ship. And I was like, I think this is safe. I think I will be okay here. But then you just hear all the creaks.
I was going to say the wood. Yeah. And that sounds like a magical time. But
I was very tired the next day.
Not a lot of sleep.
But anyway, there's a lot of really weird museums out there. So I want you to tell me if these are real or fake museums.
Okay. I'll give them my best shot.
Okay. The Jello Gallery Museum.
I want to say that's real. I'm saying yes.
Yeah, that is real. That's in New York.
See, I like that.
Yeah. The Bell Bottoms of America Museum.
Real.
No, it's not. I don't know if there's that many bell bottoms to create a whole museum out of it.
It was a short period of time. Yeah. Those are popular, really.
Yeah. The Purple People Eater Museum.
What? That's just so weird that I want to say yes. I'm going to say no, though. I'm going to say that doesn't exist.
That doesn't exist. What about the Devil's Rope Barbed Wire Museum?
Yes.
Guess where? American State.
Texas?
Yep.
Texas.
of course, that's in Texas.
That shoe fits.
Yeah. Man, you're pretty good at this. And the Museum of Dirt.
Yes. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, that's
Why wouldn't there be?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't there be?
Yeah, there is. In Boston, you can go check it out if you want. I don't know. There's just a bunch of dirt, I guess.
And here we have the loam.
This is the dirt that some famous celebrity stood on one time.
Riveting. Absolutely riveting.
The Catch Up. What's happened in Hollywood and around entertainment? Mix 103.7.
Shawn Mendes is a 19-year-old superstar who has traveled the globe and even performed for the Queen.
And it's comfort to know that he has the capacity to be awkward just like us, as he described his royal couple encounter to Ellen.
I walked in with this confidence, and the second like they kind of felt me coming, I just turned around and my body went numb and I was like, I can't do it. I've never been so starstruck like that.
You walked in the room and then walked out?
I walked in the room and then just, I didn't stop. It was like one flow of motion. Yeah.
But you were there.
But you were there.
I feel his pain. Streaming video giant YouTube is set to launch its own music service on May 22nd.
And just like the regular YouTube app, the service will deliver crisp, high-fidelity audio from the biggest stars, at least until you hit the lock button on your phone. Like, seriously.
I know.
Like, why haven't they not fixed that already?
So annoying.
It's 2018, guys. Come on. And jumping back to Ellen, actually, Sandra Bullock was also on the talk show recently to promote her film Ocean's 8.
Unfortunately for Sandy B, Ellen was much more interested in the infamous facial treatment that Bullock and her co-star Kate Blanchett were getting.
Well, I call it the facial, and I think when you see how good it is to your face, you too will run to your local facialist and say, give me the It's gonna happen. Give me the That's what you're going to say.
I'm never going to say that.
That note is how we end your daily catch up. With the royal wedding coming closer and closer, it's quite exciting to be able to have a London correspondent on the scene.
I'm so glad we were able to get one for throughout all of this. So Stefan Winningham, you may have heard him yesterday. He is back. And if you don't know, the royal Meghan Markle, her nephew, has created in her honor a strain of marijuana, and it's called Markle Sparkle. Very classy. And he legally grows weed in Oregon, so this is what he created.
Illegally
for her.
Or legally? I think,
well,
I think
read
he's
legally.
Got a license.
Yeah. Did I
like
say
that.
Illegally?
It just sounded like it.
Oh,
so I
meant legally.
Did you say? We're very excited to hear from Stefan Whittingham.
Yeah.
Stephen, Elizabeth, good morning. The activity around the site of the royal wedding has reached fever pitch. And with a wedding of these proportions underway, you can bet the gifts to the royal couple will be both extravagant and overnumerous. One gift in particular is garnering attention for its unusual nature, but it comes from family. Meghan Markle's nephew, Tyler Dooley, a licensed marijuana cultivator in the state of Oregon, has created a new strain in honor of his aunt named Markle Sparkle. We were able to obtain a portion of the strain in honor of this grand occasion and have sampled a sizable amount. Having sampled a sizable amount before this report, I can tell you that I feel completely and thoroughly blueberry. Wait, that's not quite right.
Are you okay, Stefan?
Indubitably. Who's Stefan?
I think we should cut the feed soon.
No, I'm fine, quite right, I'm fine. Where's Patrick Stewart anyway? I love him, I hope he got an invite. Does anybody have any crisps?
Stefan, you need to sign off now.
Oh yes, thank you for joining us for further royal wedding coverage. From London, I'm Benedict Cumberbatch.
You can't even call this a movie that even has the Muppets in it. It's just, it's very connected. Their tagline is No Sesame, All Street, and it does come from the director of like some of the most memorable Muppet films. However, this is not the Muppets, and this is not Sesame Street. This is not for the kids either. Brand new movie, the trailer just dropped today, called The Happy Time Murders, directed by Brian Henson, the son of the late Jim Henson. Yes, they're not putting their stamp on it directly. They are not actually the Muppets, but they are definitely Jim Henson-y, felty kind of puppets, and they're dealing with, well, this kind of crime drama situation.
This wasn't a robbery, this was a hit.
Welcome!
Someone out there is killing puppets.
Hey, handsome.
You looking for some rotten cotton?
I'm a woman. That's okay.
Hey, that's even better.
Got a good time for you.
Oh, that's about all I can play you as well from this Red Band trailer. We've got it posted so you can check it out for yourself. But it is absolutely amazing looking. Melissa McCarthy, the main character in that one, a main human, I should say. But also Maya Rudolph, Elizabeth Banks, Joel McHale making some huge appearances. Check it out for yourself. Let us know what you think about the Happy Time Murders. Is this going too far, or is it taking too long to even get to this point? You've been waiting for a movie like this all your life.
Thanks for listening to Mixed Mornings and More. We've got a new episode every Friday. Subscribe now on iTunes or find everything at Mix1037FM.com.